This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is retired U.S. Navy Captain Chuck Nash. He's also a Fox News military analyst. We want to get his thoughts today on the ongoing debate about where to hold the trial, if anywhere, for Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and his co-conspirators for the 9/11 attacks. We also want to get his insights onto the U.S. beefing up our presence in the Persian Gulf in order to deter a possible Iranian strike on some of the Gulf states. And, Captain, it's always great to have you with us.
Greg, nice to be back.
Let's start with the Khalid Sheikh Mohammed trial. A lot of fear, obviously, when Eric Holder, the attorney general, announced that it would be held in civilian court, that it would be held in New York City. Now, after complaints by the New York City mayor, Michael Bloomberg, and some others, it will not be held in New York City, and they're looking for a new venue. Some say, well, the die's already been cast. It has to happen in criminal court. Others say this is the perfect time to put it back where it should be at Guantanamo. What do you say?
This is the perfect time to put it back where it should be in Guantanamo. Why we are going to spend any more blood or treasure on this guy is absolutely beyond me. We have a venue. It is absolutely perfectly safe to conduct the trial. If you want to have a criminal trial, you can have a criminal trial down there. You could have a military tribunal down there, which is really the way I believe it should be done. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed is not a criminal. He is a combatant. They are at war with the United States. They have killed over 3,000 Americans on our soil and thousands more in combat in Iraq and Afghanistan. He is not a criminal and does not deserve a civilian trial.
Chuck, you said a moment ago that he's not worth one more drop of American blood or American treasure. Why do you believe we would be paying that price if we don't go back to where he was?
Because what will happen is if you look at the cost estimates that Mayor Bloomberg of New York rolled out to Secretary Holder, it was somewhere around $1 billion. And they said, well, you know, we could actually reduce that cost to $200 million if we moved it somewhere else. Why would we spend $200 million? How many American taxpayer returns does it take to achieve $200 million? Or are we just going to borrow it and put that debt on our children to pay for this guy for a trial that he does not deserve and is not really eligible for? We're creating a mess here and establishing a precedent that does not need to be done. He is a combatant. He should be tried by military tribunal, and we have the perfect place in Guantanamo Bay, and there's no way that you can wind up with some suicide bomber trying to bomb the courthouse building or a building near the courthouse where this is being tried should he be tried somewhere in a U.S. city.
Last question on this topic, Captain Nash. Can we put the genie back in the bottle, legally speaking? Can we go back to the military tribunal now that the Attorney General has already ordered him to be held in criminal court?
I think so, because if you look at it, a lot of these trials had never been vetted by either the Department of Homeland Security or the Department of Defense. This was unilateral action by Secretary Holder. And I think what has to happen is now cooler heads have to prevail, pull the thing back together, look at it from an interagency standpoint, determine what really needs to be done. This is out of hand.
Captain Nash, let's turn now to Iran. You and I have talked about this issue a lot, about Iran's nuclear intentions, their progress towards the goal of a deployable nuclear weapon. There are now reports in a couple different ways. One, that the U.S. is beefing up our presence in the Persian Gulf in order to deter through missile defense some sort of attack possibly on a Persian Gulf state, Arabian state, UAE, Oman perhaps. Also, we hear that Ahmadinejad, the leader of Iran, has promised a major event on February 11th. Let's start with the beefing up. What do we know about that?
Well, through press reports that have been intentionally leaked by the administration to show a ratcheting up to Iran, it appears that we are putting PAC-3 installations, which are surface-to-air missiles that are capable of shooting down ballistic missiles. We are putting them in four Gulf countries. The Gulf countries have not been disclosed, although, as you pointed out in your question, there are some countries that seem logical to receive this capability. But we are basing our PAC-3 sites in those countries. And the other thing that we're doing is we are moving in our Ticonderoga-class cruisers and Arleigh Burke destroyers, which have in them missiles that can be used for the sea-based portion of missile defense. So you put some of the cruisers in the Mediterranean or the Black Sea to protect Eastern Europe and Israel, and you put others right in the Persian Gulf so that should the Iranians launch some of their ICBMs, that you could try to engage them on the way up, as well as when they reach apogee and they start back down and try to take them out there. But obviously it would be better to shoot them down while they're lifting off and heavy, gaining speed, rather than after they've come over the top and they're coming down with all that energy and, you know, potentially some... It just gets real hard, harder than trying to take out something that's accelerating.
Captain, less than 60 seconds left here. Any idea what Ahmed Denishat has in mind? I know reading his mind is pretty difficult to do, but what might this big event be about a week and a half from now?
I don't know what it could be. I think it may be a little early for the testing of a nuclear device, but I would not put that past him. This is the anniversary of the 1979 revolution that brought the Ayatollah Khomeini and the Islamists to power in Iran. If they had a nuclear device, and if they were to want to demonstrate to the world that they had finally achieved the capability, I can't think of a date in his mind that would be more important.
We'll keep watching, again, 10 days from now. Captain, as always, a great pleasure. Thank you for your time, sir.
My pleasure, Greg.
Retired U.S. Navy Captain Chuck Nash. He's a Fox News military analyst. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.